welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
What is this thing that I've drawn? A man that did what? Who is saying something? The way he's carrying the mask, what does it show you? Yes, it's supposed to... Okay. Wait. You will see it now. So is it the same person? It's the same person now. It's just different expressions. That's why I put things that will... He has mustache, he has mustache. He has beard, he has beard. Matthew 23 verse 27. Yes. Please, if you are reading, read with the microphone. Matthew 23, verse 27. If you are reading, read with the microphone. Is that difficult to understand?
What, sir, awaits you, you teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites? For you are like whitewashed tomb, beautiful on the inside, on the outside, but filled on the inside with dead people's bones and all sorts of impurity.
Praise the Lord. If you are going to allow me to be blunt with you this morning, I'm going to say that most people, or what most people call being born again in Lagos, that's not what it is. One. And secondly, majority of people in church are not internally converted. This is actually what they look like, but this is what they show. But I'm not interested in talking about people. I'm interested in talking about who? I thought you say me. You are the one I'm interested in talking about. Praise the Lord. So are you like this, or you are like this? If you are still carrying a mask, I'm praying that this morning as the word of God is coming, you will drop that mask so that you can see yourself the way you really are in the reflection of the word of God, and you can do something about it. Praise the Lord. You remember where we ended that day? We were talking about three people who went somewhere at night. Abby? I was using it to explain Nicodemus coming to Jesus at night. I talked about Nicodemus. I talked about who again? King Saul. Who else did I talk about? You can't remember. Leah. That came into the, what's his name? Jacob's bedchamber at night. And in the morning, behold, it was Leah. Praise the Lord. Even though it was supposed to be Rachel, Abby, but when the man woke up, it was supposed to be Rachel. When the man woke up, what did he see? Leah. And that's the thing I have against makeup, because at the end of the day, it's just make up. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. At the end of the day, that's not you. It is you. Wicked, evil, angry, frustrated about everything. Amen. But so quick to say, it is well. You know, you don't say it is well looking like this. How do you say it is well? It is like this. Abby? So you need to also check the ground on which you are standing again and again to ensure that you have believed the genuine gospel. Amen. The reason is because today all manner of gospel is flying everywhere. Amen. I'm trusting God in this school or in this discipleship school that you will see what the Lord actually meant so that your faith will not be resting on mere sawdust in the name of Jesus. Let's go back to that place that we have been studying on this particular course, John chapter 3. John chapter 3, and now I'm in verse 2. John chapter 3, now I'm in verse 2. Please, let's open very quickly. John chapter 3, verse 2. If you are there, please say amen. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. Nicodemus called Jesus what? Huh? Do you know what rabbi means? Teacher or what? What did you say it means again? Or what again? Praise the Lord. How many of you have ever called Jesus Lord before? Now you have ever called Jesus Lord. Okay, you call him Lord. Okay. But let me begin from here. Was Jesus Nicodemus' teacher? Why did he call him teacher? False profession. False what? You come to church on Sunday. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. You know the meaning of amen? So shall it be. Teacher. Who teaches you to abuse people? Are you getting it now? The way we live our life daily, who is teaching you? Why are you living the way you are living? Are you getting the idea? Who is your teacher? Is it Mr. Sin? Or is it Jesus Christ? Praise the Lord. And address Jesus respectfully, calling him master. Yet Jesus was not the master of his life. Sin was the master of his life. Could this be your present case? You say you are born again, but Jesus is not yet the Lord of your life. There are so many church people like that today. They have answered altar calls, but they have not personally responded to the demands of Jesus. What are the demands of Jesus? There are not plenty, there are just three. What are his demands? In Luke 9, verse 23 to 24, what are the demands of Jesus? Remember what I told you? Open to that place. Remember what I told you when I was teaching on this course last week? I said that being born again is what? Entering into a gate. But that is not all. Can you remember I said that? Because you are at the gate doesn't mean you won't go back. Praise the Lord. The only way you won't go back is if you respond to the demands of the Lord Jesus. What are those demands? Oh yeah?
Then he said to yes. The crowd, if any of you want to be my follower,
okay,
you must turn from your selfish ways.
Okay.
Take up your cross daily and follow me.
Okay.
If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it.
Amen. Then he said to all, to how many people? What's the meaning of all? Eh? Eh? Can somebody say, you see me, when the Lord called me, it was a special call. I got a presidential waiver. You said something like that? Huh? Everybody must obey this. If you don't obey it, when you enter that gate, what will you do eventually? You are going to go back. And that's what is happening in Lagos. A lot of people are around the kingdom. They are not in it. Some of them are even pastors. He said to all, I'm reading from the Living Bible, anyone who wants to follow me must put aside his own desires and conveniences and carry his cross with him every day and keep close to me. So, translation says, and follow me. Put aside his own desires and conveniences. Another word says, he must do what to? He must deny himself. This is the major problem in church today. People don't want to lose their lives, but they want to gain it. You still behave like the old person, but around brethren, you put on this fine face. Let me tell you, sincerely speaking, if you are like this for 20 years and you keep doing this, would you have moved from the same spot? Eh? In 20 years' time, where will you still be? Sin will still be ruling you. Your life will still be horrible. You can come to church and dress fine, no? It's just that the way you dress to church every Sunday, that's the exact opposite of what your state is spiritually. Praise the Lord. You know, I pray that God will open your eyes in the spirit. When God opens your eyes and you see church, sometimes I used to ask God, Lord, how are you coping? Lord, how are you doing what? How are you coping? That people will stay in the presence of him whom you can't hide from, and they are trying to hide. Does somebody hide from himself? Huh? I was sharing with somebody, I said, when you are before God, to him, your life, you are transparent. You understand? As he's looking at, he's not looking at what we see outside like this. He's looking at your heart, all the thoughts that are coming in, the ones that are going up, the ones that are coming down, the ones that you are filing, the ones that you treasure, he's seeing everything. Then when you say, Lord, you know, I just love you. And he knows that what you love is money or something else. He just looks at you, just shakes his head, that this one is not even serious. Doesn't even know who I am. Until we respond to the demands of Jesus, you will remain like this. Praise the Lord. Remember where I started from? I said, we have to die before. Then what happens though? Then we are not born again. Remember the last illustrations I used? I drew a pregnant woman here, Abby, and I drew a grave with one leg out and one hand out, Abby. And I said, most people who say they are born again today, they did not die. I was saying that for them it was a struggle, it was not a surrender. So because it was like that, they were not properly birthed. That's why we have to lay the foundations of the elementary principles of Christ over and over again. And I'm going a bit back now because some people were not here last week, so that before I move on, I won't assume that you are free from sin. Praise the Lord. Are you getting what I'm trying to do now? I'm not going to make the mistake of that assumption. It's a costly assumption. Praise the Lord. So what are you? Are you like this or you are like this? Even if men of God like Samuel, whose words will not fall down to the ground if they mistake you. You don't know of mistake. It is to mistake. You want to take something. You now took something else. You understand? You mistake it. If they mistake you as a righteous person, will God mistake you? He won't. Because he knows you exactly as you are. And until you respond to the demands of Jesus by denying yourself, by carrying your cross daily, and by following him, you can never change from this to this. Because it's a matter of nature. It's a matter of what? what is under the mask is fixed. The mask itself is what? It's fixed. It is set. It can't change to be like this. It can't. Are you getting what I'm saying? I know some of you are thinking, does that mean that I cannot smile? You know, this is just a mere illustration. Training, education, clothing, even the matter of changing somebody's intonation or how somebody speaks cannot make a goat become a monkey. Feet washing, anointing oil, whether for drinking or for rubbing the face, cannot do what to. It can't turn a goat into a sheep. It's not possible. The only way that can be possible is by death. By what? And that's what deny yourself means. So, if the old person that you are will not die, the new person cannot be born. That's why a lot of people have so much Bible knowledge, but there's no change in their lives. That's why they are still the same old people. When you ask people in their house, is this person born again? Maybe they even know that. Even though nobody dies in church the way you go to church, maybe they know you are a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. And because of you, what will not be happening? If this is what it means to be serious with God, leave me where I am. At least I'm true to myself. Are you getting it? And do you know what Jesus said? He said, causes for stumbling will surely come. Abby? He said, but woe to you if one person stumbles because of you. He said, it is better that a stone, a millstone, the one that they use, that women used to use to grind, is tied on your neck and you are thrown into the sea. He said, that's better than for you to cause one person to do what? To stumble. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So it's possible that, like Nicodemus, you have given Jesus a mental assent. You know what they call mental assent? For instance, Nicodemus, as at this point, because it was after this point that he became a follower of Jesus, but at this point, he had not become a follower of Jesus. But he agreed that Jesus is true. Are you getting the idea? So maybe you two, you are mentally assenting. And Jesus, he's Lord though. He's actually Lord. Except that he's just not the Lord of my own life. Amen. So maybe like Nicodemus, you, or who has a mental assent about the authenticity of the claims of Jesus, but have not personally surrendered to him nor complied with his demands. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 46, the Lord Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and you do not do the things that I say? Praise the Lord. Or you won't obey me, or when I give you instructions, you won't follow. Many of us are not even genuinely converted, and now you are a choir leader. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. When I spoke genuinely converted, now you are a choir master or you are a choir member. Praise the Lord. Of course, that's the aberration and the present day confusion of men that were just trying to fill their churches by any means and at all costs. He came to Jesus at night and he said to him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher that has come from God. We know. For no one can perform these signs that you are doing if God were not with him. If you read this verse 2, you will see that it is full of praises. Am I right? Am I correct? I said, we know. We are sure. We know. We are sure that you are a teacher that came from God. So, just like this man, are you also coming to church every Sunday? Baba, 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 me loke. But the devil is actually your father. Because he that sinneth is of who? He's of the devil. You understand? Let us say it the way it is. He said, God, we know that you're a teacher come from God. But that same man that he says he knows he's not following him. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. He's not following him. He's not following him. Verse 3. Verse 3 now of John chapter 3. How did Jesus respond to Nicodemus' praise?
Jesus replied,
yes.
I tell you the truth.
I tell you what?
The truth.
I'm telling you the truth.
Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
Praise the Lord. You see, I wish we will read our Bibles properly. Do you know that people will say, give the Lord mannerless praise and just praise him. I know, generally speaking, when we sing praises in church, the whole church is hard. Abi, it's charged. Except that when I started listening closely, I found out that most of those songs that we dance so vigorously to, we don't dance to actually praise God. We dance because we enjoy them. Praise the Lord. We dance because they are popular. That's what I found out. Praise God. And I began to become disgusted with the whole enterprise. Every Sunday, what is Jesus saying, you know, to praises from people that are living in sin? Except you are born again. What happens? You will not see the kingdom of God. You can see church building. You can be inside. Pastor may even know you. May even be a tithing member. Amen. But except you are born again, except there's a change of nature, you will not see the kingdom of God. And you see, we need to emphasize this over and over again. And you may wonder why. Because it doesn't end here. What did I say? It doesn't end here. There's a kingdom that is coming. So, when I see you, you are a girl, I see Delilah going and I see Deborah going and they look the same. You know what I tell myself? I just tell myself that your eyes are not yet what opened. Where have you ever seen sheep? Sheep. You know sheep? And goat. Or monkey. And human being looking alike. What is distinct about each of them? They are what? Their nature. The core component of their making. What they are. When you come to the roots. So that root is what God has to deal with. We have been deceived by so many men who are claiming to represent God, but they are not authorized. We have been deceived. Many of us have been told, no, just come, Jesus loves you as you are. I agree. But he will not be comfortable with you as you are if you want to come in with your sin. That's why he died for God's sake. That's why he died on a cross for God's sake. He died that we may be free from what? From the power of sin. Not just forgiveness of sin, but he died to break the power of sin. The other day we were passing by somewhere and Seth was telling me of a church that they brought somebody to come and sing praise and worship. The whole, you know, when dreadlocks was raining. That was what the person that came to lead praise song. That was the hair on his head. In about 2 months, no, about 8 months after, he told me, do I know that this, that man, the other day, we came across somebody, he now had normal hair, so they greeted him and as we passed, said, do you know that that was the man that I said did dreadlocks? Now he's married. I said, what happened? Say he impregnated one girl. I'm not surprised. Do you know why? Because he was never a Christian. He was just around the kingdom. He just learned how to dress like a Christian and talk like a Christian. And that is the deception that is taking so many people to hell today. He that covereth his sins, what did the Bible say? He shall not prosper. But he that confesses and forsakes shall obtain mercy. We want to be here, then we want to be here. We want to be here, then we want to be here. It's not possible. It's only in the world system here that you can have dual citizenship. It's not like that in the kingdom. It's either you are in the kingdom of God or you are where? Satan's kingdom. Simple and short. Everybody belongs somewhere. I'm sorry I'm looking this tough this morning. That's how Baba is doing it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Jesus bypassed this place. See, let me tell you the truth. If you are not converted, you will not see the kingdom. It doesn't matter even though you are wearing bishop's cloak. You know, Nicodemus was not a small man. I was telling you that last week. Abby? He was a big man. He was a big religious man. He said, it doesn't matter if you are wearing a bishop chain that reads your tummy and the cassock and everything. He said, the matter is not clothing. The matter is being clothed with your spirit. The matter is being what? That's the matter. Jesus answered him, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, that unless a person is born again, unless a person is born anew, born from above, he can never see, that is, know, be acquainted with, and experience the kingdom of God. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. The kingdom of God cannot be accessed nor experienced without a person becoming born again. Now, this is where the confusion of most people lies. And perhaps you are equally unsure of your own salvation experience. This is the most important reality that must dawn upon us. Amen. You see, the Christian faith is not a religion. What did I say? In fact, God is not in the business of doing religion. Should I tell you who is in the business of doing religion? Eh? It is Satan. Praise the Lord. I don't know the dictionary definition of religion, but this was what God gave me. Religion is man's attempt of trying to reach God. Do you understand me? And man will not be the one that will bring reconciliation between him and God, because he stands how? Condemned. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Eh? It must be, what has, for instance, a multiple serial killer that now says, okay, I want to just, he now goes on TV and after they caught him, I want to just appeal for understanding and forgiveness from the families of the people that have hurt. Does it make sense? And saying multiple serial killer that just shoots them from afar. Maybe it takes them, he saw some, 2-year-old baby, will use saw to saw them into different pieces and barbecues them. He now says that he's asking for forgiveness. When you begin to understand how much God hates sin, you will understand what I'm talking about. Some of you say, thank God I'm not like that. I'm not like that serial killer that Brother Abraham talked about. You are worse if you are still in sin. If you are still in what? If you are still in sin, you are worse. Praise the Lord. It's not a religion that we can choose from, from among all the different religions. That's okay. If I don't want to be a Muslim, I like the way Christian people dress and how they. No. If it were a religion, you can be free to do that kind of thing. Amen. Amen. It goes deeper than that. What did I say? So if the object of our faith, if it's religion itself, then I could choose to be a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Hare Krishna or a Shintoist. I could choose to be anything. One of those Eastern religions or the New Age movement. I could choose to be all of them. They are all religions. Counterfeits of the truth. But Christianity goes beyond this. Do you know why? Two reasons. We are talking about understanding new birth. Abby? Understanding why must I be born again? And if you have been born again and you have not understood what happened, so that you can understand it. Two reasons. Number one reason is, religion does not solve the sin question. No. Religion does not and cannot solve the sin question. It's not possible. And I'll tell you why it's not possible. Go and do your research, and this is verifiable. This is what? It's only Christianity that focuses on the matter of sin. That man is a sinner and he needs help. Go and find out. It's only Christianity. All the others tell you, well, just once you confess a creed, okay, I believe in so, this is the only God, blah, 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 and you do good works. You do what, though? You do what? You do good works, you are kind to your neighbor, you are nice, once you do all that, yeah, and just be hoping that you will enter into their own versions of heaven. Christianity will tell you that your best good works, they are like what? Filthy rags before God. Amen. You say, they are filthy rags. You cannot by yourself, of yourself, please God. Why? Because we already stand how? Condemned. Because I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. How will I stand before a God who is infinitely holy? I don't understand if you understand what I'm saying. With how? Infinitely holy. I told you last week, I can't remember which of the courses I was taking when I was teaching you. I told you that when Satan sinned and fell with all his angels, they lost their beauty. Because their beauty was the beauty of holiness. What was their beauty? They lost it and they started decaying. I told you that other spiritist churches use incense because evil spirits smell. They smell of the decay of sin. So, why must I be born again? Number one is no religion can answer the sin question. They have no answer for it. So they just built around it and said, some of them say, well, you know, man is, man cannot attain holiness. And the man will just have to keep trying. Adam will be alone and all that stuff. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Are you getting what I'm telling you? So, I see some of you, the way you dance around Jesus and just, do you think he needs religious people? He said, behold, all the nations are like one drop of water in a bucket. All the nations. They are like dust on a scale. That's what he said. To whom will you liken God, and with what comparison will you compare him? Do you think he needs us? Because he doesn't. We are the ones that will ever be in need of him. So it doesn't answer the same question. No religion can answer it. Because even Satan himself is a sinner. Praise the Lord. And that's why there are religions that are even based on self-righteousness. You know, there's also what they call Christian religion. And that one is not Christianity. Oh, you don't know. That's Christian religion. You dress somehow, look somehow. That's not Christianity. The apostles didn't look like that. Jesus didn't look like that. Christianity is a lifestyle. Eh? And it's God's way of reaching man. Eh? Religion is man's way of what? Reaching God. And Christianity is the only thing that answers and faces the same question. Christ came on before his mother conceived him. The Bible says in Matthew 1 verse 21, you shall call his name Jesus. Why? Because he shall save his people from their sins. That's why he came. And the second reason why Christianity is the only way, or why you must be born again, is this. So that we can be granted access into the coming eternal kingdom. No religion in the whole world has hope beyond the grave. They are not sure. You are not hearing me. No religion has what? They don't have hope beyond the grave. Many of them, the Eastern religions, they will say that, well, they believe in reincarnation. That when you die now, if you didn't do good, you may come back as a cockroach. So they are afraid to kill cockroaches and lizards and spiders and all manner of things like that. Because it may be a distant cousin that you just killed. And when you now kill him like that, when he comes back, he doesn't exist again. Does that make sense? Praise the Lord. What did I say now? About kingdom. That we may be what? Granted what? Access into the coming eternal kingdom. And that's why the popular type of Christianity that is preached today is not Christianity. Christianity that doesn't begin and end with our shaping up and believing Christ so that we can enter into the bliss of eternal glory is not Christianity. Christianity from inception is eternal. From inception is what? So Christianity that focuses on just here is not, and I say it with all authority in the name of Jesus and by his glory and his kingdom, that's not Christianity. That Jesus just come and die so that you can have a baby. And that you have a baby but you are still in sin. You have financial breakthrough, you are still a sinner. Those are crumbs. What did I say? They are not the bread. And they said the bread is for who? The children. They are crumbs. Crumbs. I tell you, I don't pray the way most people pray. I don't. I don't know how to. But I now spend all night. Oh Lord, favor. This man that does not like me. Oh, Baba, blind him. I don't have time to pray things like that. He said he had made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign upon the earth. Revelations 1:5. Also 5:10. And the time came. The saints took the kingdom. The saints of the people of the Most High, whose kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and his dominion will never end. Let me tell you, a kingdom is coming. If you are not born again, if you are not repentant, you are going to perish. It's as simple as that. So, if you are hiding, who are you hiding from? Me? You think I see you? You even think I want to see you? I'm busy doing like this. Lord, what is left? How am I not following properly? It's a lost message today. The kingdom. But that was what Jesus tied the matter of being born again to. Abi. Except a man is born again, he cannot do what to see the kingdom. That was what he said. He didn't say your breakthrough will not come, your glory will not, those things they say now. He didn't mention anything like that. He said, except a man is not, he's born again, he cannot. He didn't say he may not. He didn't say probably not. He said he cannot experience the kingdom of God. That's what he said. Because a kingdom is coming. And you know, it was not a kingdom that the Bible says started talking about small. Because Jesus came. No. In prophecy, It has been like that thousands of years. And the time is coming, all the kingdoms of this world, God will wipe them out. And he will establish his own world to kingdom. When will you be at that time? Are you going to be burning in hell beside Satan, who you love so much by not living sin? Or will you reign with Jesus, side by side, ruling over nations with him? You cannot eat your cake and do what? And have it. You have to take one. You have to make a decision. When? Today. Choose this day whom thou shalt serve. Whether it is the gods of the Amorites, or the gods of the Canaanites on the other side of the river. But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. I don't know why God is bringing it like this. But it may be that some of us need to check properly. Do you even know a kingdom is coming? Or you're just born again so that the devil will not catch me, and when they shoot arrow, it won't hit me. All those things that we have been reduced to, that we are not. Could that be why you're born again? So that when it's time to marry you, you know, as I'm using Christian principles, the right man will see me and just come and say, yeah, you are so nice, such a churchy girl. Will you marry me? Is that why you want to marry? Or it's fruit of the womb, so that your mother-in-law will not go good here? And all those childish, you know, those childish things that everywhere now that men are calling ministry. A kingdom is coming. If you are not saved, if you are not born again, if you are not delivered from sin, you will not be a part of it, because it's a holy kingdom. The Lord was talking in Revelations and was saying, outside the gate of that kingdom are dogs, and everyone that maketh a lie, and every sinner. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9, it says, know ye not. Is it that you don't know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? He said, be not deceived. Be not what? I don't care the type of suit men are wearing, and if they landed in a helicopter to come and preach to you that, you know, I just see your glory shining on your face. I don't care if that's what they did. Eh? Clothes rot. What did I say? Eh? Helicopters, they go out of date and they'll bring out new ones. The kingdom I'm telling you about was, is, and is to come. We are the future. So I don't look back at men that are confused and they don't know what they are talking about. I'm looking towards the future. A kingdom where the curse of sin is removed from the earth. A kingdom where everything is perfect. A kingdom where there will be no more tears, sorrow, or shame. A kingdom where I will be glorified. I will not age anymore. And what will it cost me? Just follow this man that has died. He's not even saying do anything by your power. Then we want to come and we want to hide and look like a saint while you're a sinner. Not in this place. What did I say? And if you're under the sound of my voice and you continue in sin after today, may this day stand witness against you in the name of Jesus. You may not say amen, but I'm a servant of God. You cannot afford to continue in sin. It is a road that leads to self-destruction. It will not help you. It won't help you. Why suffer here and go and suffer again eternally? And everything has been paid for. May God grant us understanding in the name of Jesus. So those are the two reasons why we must be born again. Because nothing else answers the same question. Nothing else satisfies. Nothing else satisfies the justice of God and the weakness of man than the sacrifice of the man, Jesus. And anybody that must die for man, for the sins of man, he must one way or the other be able to identify and understand the weakness of man and understand the uncompromisable justice of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So God must be appeased, but man too must be represented. So whoever that can die for or that must pay the price must be more than a man. Because if he dies as a man, already before he can even die as a man, he stands condemned, Abby, if he's just a man, right? But if he's more than a man, then that means that one way or the other, maybe the sin of Adam will not be on him, and he'll be able to resurrect again. You understand? To say man has been set free. The preaching of the cross, the preachings on the kingdom, they are the least preached things in the world today. And that's why there's so much sin everywhere. That's why sinners are having anointing. Where do you think they got it from? It's a wrong anointing because they have believed the wrong gospel and they have received a wrong spirit. Praise the Lord. So whatever you have believed up to now, nobody is telling you about eternity. Nobody is telling you, think again. Check your life again. Examine yourself whether you have been in the faith. If nobody is telling you things like that, and you are just comfortable and just, they are just telling you, oh, I see your faces are beautiful this morning. Say who, and you are saying who. That's it. That's hellish language. Eh? I'm talking about the one spirit that barks like that in hell. Let's confront the issues. This man Jesus, his sacrifice is enough for everyone who believed. He changed me. What did I tell you? I knew what I was before. He changed me. He can change you if you allow him. Nothing else sorts out the same question. Nothing else. Oh, I speak the truth to you in Christ Jesus, I lie not. Nothing else. And no sinner will have access into that kingdom. It's not possible. So if it is the type of Jesus that gives breakthrough but overlooks your sin, the type of Jesus that gives you fruit of the womb and quick hooking up, all the same things that Babalawo can do without breaking a sweat, if it's that kind of Jesus that you have received, you are still like this man. You have not become this. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. If, like all the other religions, everything ends in this present world, I think I have like 12 minutes more, Abi. Huh? Okay, before question and answer. Huh? If, like the other religions, everything ends in this present world, then we could choose to be anything we want to be, since it doesn't really matter. But you see, to reject Christianity is to reject the only way, the only reality, and the only truth. It is to reject God himself and the eternal kingdom he has prepared for man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to wrap up in the next 10 minutes with, okay, please write down these scriptures, but I'm not reading them. You'll have to read them on your own. Matthew 4 verse 17. Matthew 4 verse 17. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9 to 10. Anyway, I can just quickly read them, although that's not the scripture I want to use. Matthew 4:17 says, I'm reading from the Living Bible. From then on, Jesus began to preach. Turn from what? And turn to God. For the kingdom of heaven is near. Amen. What did he say we should turn from? Huh? Is it just believe me, it doesn't matter who you are, Jesus loves you the way you are, hallelujah. I may be a fornicator, but Jesus understands. Is that what he was saying? Turn from sin, that's what he said. And turn to God. That means God and sin, they are not compatible. Praise the Lord. Turn from sin and turn to God. Why? Why should I do that? Because the kingdom of God is coming, it's coming near now. And 1 Corinthians 6:9-10 that I quoted earlier says, don't you know that those doing such things have no share in the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who live immoral lives, who are idol worshippers, adulterers, or homosexuals, will have no share in his kingdom. Neither with thieves, or greedy people, or drunkards, slanderers, or robbers. Amen. Amen. So it doesn't matter which politician is stealing Nigeria's money. I know he's on his way to hell. Simple. Me, I don't bother myself about people like that. Brother Abraham, you don't understand. He has built, if you see the mansion that he built in Lekki phase 4. If there's something like that. Osapa, London. Hey! It's just marble throughout. Have you not heard? that the time is coming that all the things that can be shaken in this world will be shaken away, and the things that cannot be shaken will remain? You think it will continue like this forever? And you look at a man who, no matter what he has built, I can tell you confidently, he cannot live in that same house for 50 years. From the time he built that house till he dies, he doesn't have how many years? Go and check it. Doesn't have 50 years. Most of them, when they start stealing, they're around 45, 50. By the time he's 70, disease has eaten up the whole body. And in their 50 bedroom mansions, he will be living in just one room. Praise the Lord. He can't even sleep on two beds at the same time. Can't sit in two cars at the same time. What kind of useless life is that? I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Finally, as I wrap up, do we have hope? I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19, New International Reader's Version. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 19, and it says, do we have hope in Christ only for this world, only for this life? Then people should pity us more than anyone else. If our hope in Christ, that's how KJV puts it, is for this world only, then we are of all men the most miserable. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So when I see men who say, see, what Jesus promised us is that we are going to be this and that in this world, I laugh. I laugh because the Jesus that me I know, I don't know the one they met, is the type that whatever he does abides for how long? Forever. He doesn't want to just bless you. He wants to give you eternal life so that you can enjoy that blessing for how long? Forever. I'd rather take that Jesus than the one that promises money but is incapable of freeing me from sin. Than the one that gives me a mansion in Lekki or somewhere else, and after a few years, I have to leave it because I have to die. Praise the Lord. Am I even saying that Jesus won't take care of you? Am I coming from a cave this morning? Eh? Was it a cave? If I came out from a cave, won't I look like that? Because I've come from a house and from a bed. But the Bible says, having food and clothing, let us be there with what? Content. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain. Ah, I love the Bible. It is certain that we take nothing out. And when the Bible is talking about this world, it's not just talking about planet Earth. It's talking about this present age. This age that Satan is the king. It is passing away. Because Jesus will bring it to an end when he comes to rapture his church, and it's just 7 years after tribulation and everything, Jesus comes back to put down all rebellion and usher in his millennial kingdom. Praise the Lord. And that ends into the everlasting life, where everything will be changed and all things are renewed. And he's not just giving me a crown and mansions, but he will transform my vile body to become like the body of his glory by that same power wherewith he is able to subject all things to himself. That's what I want. I want what to be lasting. I don't want what I'll have, then after a while I'll have to leave. Then when I'm about to, I'm saying, some dark things, I can see them. Can't you see them? I don't want that in my life. And I'm an elder in church, but not free from sin. We have been taught about the wrong God. What we have been taught in church is mammon, not Jesus. God that respects your money before he looks at your person. That's not God. That's not the book of the Bible. Amen. We have believed a lie. I'm not making altar calls though. So if you know your way is not right, when we stand up to pray, settle it with God. I don't have a leading that I should. It's just a warning. Amen. If you know your way is not right, talk to God about it and sort it out. It is you. What you need to pray like that, I've given you. Amen. Amen. Huh? It's not about just come every time. Then you still go back to the same sin. No. We don't have time for that kind of thing here. Praise the Lord. I've not been told about the true God. Haven't you seen the first time people gave offerings in the Bible? Lot and Cain and Abel. The Lord had respect unto Abel and unto his offering. Here we say, no. Once you give something that will pain you, you will see. God, you know, it's broke. He will just jump on the money and say, yes, it doesn't matter now. Just come. It's not broke. He feeds the whole creation. He guides and propels the whole creation by his unfailing word. Amen. So it's not broke. He doesn't look at people's money. How much do you have? How much can you have? What do you think Bill Gates has? Is that money? Can he dare to build a city with pure gold and precious stones and it won't go bankrupt? My father did that. And he's still blessing men even in this dispensation. He's not broke. So don't think, if men have reduced the glory of the pulpit to just money, don't think that Christianity has ended. No. Just a little while. Watch them. Their voices will go down because they'll be tired. And the truth, so that men can be saved and they can enter through those two pearly gates. Did I say two? I'm sorry. Those 12 gates, each one a single pear, over 200 feet tall. Hey! How much are they selling one tiny diamond? Over 200 feet high. Gate. See, it doesn't matter what it cost me. And do you know why you're still playing with sin? It's because your eyes have not caught the vision of glory. That's why. When you see that place, every day you'll be doing like this. God, what is left? Am I okay today? In case you come when I'm sleeping, will I go? That's all you'll be concerned with. Let us stand up. We'll pray for about 10 minutes and I'll start asking questions. Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Oh yes, I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the You see, I want you to talk to God. If you know you are not free from the power of sin, if you know sin has power over your life, please pray that, Lord Jesus, please come and break the power of sin over my life. Please, even if you're backing up, just keep quiet so that you won't say that day I was backing up. If you know that you need to pray over these issues, pray. Do you understand? Pray and pray through. Let me tell you, it's possible to live above sin. It's possible to live above addictions and wrong habits and all. It's possible. But it's possible if Jesus breaks it. Bible says, shall come to pass on that day that his burden shall be lifted up from off your shoulder and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. It's possible. So pray until something happens to you. That, Lord, I'm not asking that you should forgive my sins. Break the power of sin. So I won't keep coming back every time. Confessing. Now I won't keep coming back every time. Yes, if I make mistakes, I will, of course, quickly I will come back so that I can restore me. But I don't want to be living like a sinner, not anymore. And yet, I've been in church for all this long. Things I can't tell people about. Things I'm even ashamed about. Talk to him. Don't worry. Let me sing. Don't join me. I'll be singing for you. No problem. Pray. Pray over your own life. Pray over your own state. Pray until something happens to you. Pray and be sure that if the master comes now, I am on my way. I'm going with him to that everlasting kingdom. I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready for when the Lord shall come. I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. When you come and call, let your people remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. When you come and call, let your people remember me, O Lord, I pray. When you come and call, let your people remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. When you come and call, let your people remember me, O Lord. I pray.
Tell him to break the power of sin. Don't just say, Lord, I'm sorry about this, I'm sorry about that. Break that thing that used to make me to uproot it. Every tree that God has not planted, Bible says it shall be uprooted. Every tree, it shall be uprooted. Don't just cut the branches. Ask for the uprooting of the trees. Are you even in a wrong relationship? Do you have a boyfriend somewhere? You had better be free now. You had better let the Lord deliver you now. You had better be free now. You had better allow him to do a work of grace now in your life. Pray. Are there friends that are dragging you down into sin? When you want to separate yourself from them, the angels, they brought Lot out. They said, escape for thy life. Escape for your own life. That was what they told him. Escape for your life.
Ijoba orun lere oni gbagbo o. Ijoba orun lere oni gbagbo o. Ma je nkuna baba mu mi dele o. Kimakusajo bi efin mu mi dele o. Aye saloja orun nile mu mi dele o. Jesu mi o mu mi dele o. Mo be o. Ijoba orun lere oni gbagbo o. Ijoba orun lere oni gbagbo o. Ma je nkuna baba mu mi dele o. Ki ma ku sajo bi efin mu mi dele o. Aye saloja orun nile dele o. Jesu mi o mu mi dele o. Mo be o. Owo ti mo ni ko ma le mu mi dele o. Ore ti mo ni ko ma le mu mi dele o. Gbogbo iwe ti mo ka
Omalemu mitele o ile arun Jesu mi o mo mi dele o mo be o ijoba orun le oni gbagbo ijoba orun lere oni gbagbo ma den kuna baba mu mi dele o kimba kusado bi efin mu mi dele o aye shaloja orun ni le mu mi dele o Jesu mi o mo mi dele o mo be o baba ye je ki jo bare de baba ye je ki jo bare bo kashere bere lori mi kashere bere lori mi baba kashere bere laye mi kashere bere lokan mi kashere bere lori mi kashere bere ninu mi baba kashere bere laye mi kashere bere lero mi baba ye je ki joba re de baba ye je ki joba re bo kashere bere lori mi kashere bere laye mi baba kashere bere ninu mi kashere bere lokan mi baba ye je ki joba re de baba ye je ki joba re bo kashere bere lori mi kashere bere laye mi kashere bere lokan mi kashere bere ninu mi oh Lord help me Jesus I overcome the power of sin in my life today break the power of sin Lord break the power of sin Give me progress. Help me to move forward. Give me progress, Lord. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I have done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, turning sinners into saints. And I will always sing your praise. Forever, 'cause you've shown me heaven, my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone. When it's all been said and done, there is... Oh, Jesus. Only what I have done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, turning sinners into saints. I will always sing your praise. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, my song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, my song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around
the glassy seas, cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who was and is and evermore shall be.
I just worship you, Lord. Lord, let the conviction of your holiness break the power of sin over our lives this day. Let the conviction of your purity break the power of sin over our lives this day. Honor yourself, Lord, and glorify yourself. Do what you alone can do. Deliver us, Lord, from the power of sin. Restore us and put us where we should be. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you be merciful to us. And Lord, in mercy, you will forgive our backsliding and you forget your wrath in the name of Jesus. Because you have not come to condemn men, but so that by believing in your Son, we might be saved. I pray in the name of Jesus, all the things that we have prayed, by the authority in the name of Jesus, they are answered in Jesus' name. Let us not go back anymore in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please, let's be seated. I have 10 more minutes, I guess, and that's what I'm going to be using to answer questions. In 10 minutes, I'll have to leave this place because there's no enough time. So if you have questions, ask. But on the other note, I want to say very quickly, if you know that you need counseling, can meet with any of us, myself, Femi, Brother Shegun, and all the others later. But if you know you need counseling, if you know you want to be free from something and you don't know your way out, see one of us as soon as possible. So whatever questions you have, you can ask now. I have just 10 minutes. Yes.
It's good.
Hallelujah.
Sir, if 20 years from now or 30 years from now, I still want to find myself in Christ, what do you suggest I start doing from now?
If you want to find yourself in Christ.
Yes, I want to be certain that, okay, 30 years from now, I'll still be in Christ. 30 years from now.
Okay, you are talking about how can I conserve my fire. Is that correct? Pastor, see, I'm right. I think that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying, Abby. That if something is happening inside me now, and I don't want it to die down, what should I do? What you do, as Pastor told you earlier, there are simple, simple things. It's just the same simple, simple things. Number one is all the things that you have been taught in this school. Go over them, not for academic knowledge, so that you can go and preach somewhere. You understand? Go over them to build them into your life. Okay? Secondly is, you tie yourself down with destiny molding prayers. What did I call it? Recently, I think when this Bible school was about to start or before it, I was praying. I was telling God, I said, Lord, the leash of my consecration, it is too long. Praise the Lord. Shorten it. You know, leash is the rope that you put on the neck of your dog. You understand? Huh? I said that the rope that you used to tie my neck, it is what? It is too long. I found out, and I'm still free. I said, shorten it. Amen. You tie yourself with destiny molding prayers. Prayers like, let me never be comfortable in sin. Huh? If I'm going to miss it tomorrow, take me home today. Huh? Let me die today. When you do things like that, you won't have any problem. You will continue. Your fire will, it will keep burning. But all the things you have learned, practice it. That's all. As you are practicing it, God will be adding by himself. Whatever we have not said yet, but that you need, he will add it. It's not a problem. So that's what you need to do. That's the answer to your question.
Does anybody else have any question? Or wrap up? No question. Do you have question? Okay. I think there are no questions, so let me go. May the grace of God be with you.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-8133-8536,
080-7455-8177, 081-4099-1321, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live